Good morning, True North. It's Tuesday, May 26th. My name is Eugene, and welcome to the 31st episode of True North Daily. You know, for a lot of us listening, if you've grown up in the church or have been in church a while, you know, there's been a moment when you've wanted to shape up your own spiritual life and disciplines. We meet up with mentors and pastors. We get a Bible reading plan. We set alarms to have a routine. But like clockwork, we slowly fade in a week, and by a month, it's all fallen apart. Why so? You know, it's a question our prayer team was discussing last night as we've been preparing for the future of prayer nights and other events here at True North. And in that discussion, something struck all of us. We try so hard to figure out the how of our spiritual lives here at True North and almost any church in America. What should we read in the Bible? How can we read the Bible? How should we pray? When should we do so? When's the next class or ministry or event that we can sign up for? But we never rarely take a step back and ask the question, why? You know, why is it in the Christian faith we're called to do so many disciplines, to read, to pray, to come to church, to tithe? You know, I think because we never take a step back to ask these questions of why, we never have the fuel to actually carry out the plans we make. And oftentimes those plans come from a broken start. You see, Jesus asks us to do these disciplines not just to make us busy, not just to prove ourselves to him, but rather to remind ourselves of a simple truth we so often forget. This isn't going to be mind-blowing. This isn't going to change your world, but hopefully it can change your spiritual life. You see, in Jesus' most famous teaching, the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel according to Matthew, he begins with a section entitled the Beatitudes, which are pretty famous, and if you're in the church, they should sound pretty familiar. They go like this: Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, what are we to make of these sayings? For many of us with a Western mind, when we hear this list, we turn it into goals or a to-do list. We think, oh, I have to grow in mercy. I have to grow in purity. I have to make peace with my friends to be able to follow Christ, just like we do to our own spiritual disciplines. But at a closer look, you realize these aren't commands, but rather descriptions. You see, who is Jesus talking to? You know, in the section right before this, Jesus has intentionally looked to find all those who are sick, all those who are cast out, all those who are poor, those who are left behind by society. And what he does is he brings the crowds to him and then gives the Sermon on the Mount. You see, what Jesus is doing is Jesus is not asking anything of these people, but rather inviting them as they are into his kingdom as long as they trust him. You know, a Bible commentator by the name of Stanley Hauerwas puts it much better than I can. He writes, When we turn the Beatitudes into formulas that help us gain status and favor with God, it is the very opposite of the very gospel that Jesus brings. Rather, they are descriptions of the kinds of people Jesus, who in fact brings the kingdom of God, to. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell us to try to be poor in spirit or to try to be persecuted. He simply announces the great surprise that these people who are not honored or prized in their society are precisely the ones who receive the honor to be first to be invited into God's kingdom. You see, Jesus doesn't come for the righteous, but he comes for the sick. He comes for the poor. He comes for the maimed. And what we need to see, no matter where we're at in life, is that we are as well. It's so easy to feel safe and protected with the wealth and comfort that often many of us can share in the Bay Area. And look, Jesus doesn't condemn those who have this privilege of wealth or comfort. But what Jesus wants to remind us, especially those here at True North, for those of us with wealth, with a home, with a job, even during this crisis, even during this lockdown, we need to remind ourselves that we are just as poor or as broken as any of the homeless or as any of the sick. It's so easy in our bubbles to feel like we are safe from everything. But what Jesus is reminding us is that we are ultimately poor in spirit in some way. We all have an area in our hearts, in our lives, that leaves us empty. But we do a fine job in trying to cover that up. You know, those with more dire financial circumstances or carrying a deathly illness, maybe even COVID-19, they carry a desperation that often those with privilege all lack. Because they know the severity of their financial or health problems can bring about literally life or death. And you see, so does our spiritual poverty. It can easily bring about a spiritual death. We are just blind to that fact. You see, Jesus performs miracles and healings in the Gospels, not just to save those in physical need, but to reveal the spiritual reality of all of our lives, that we all carry a sickness deep down inside our souls called sin. And as the clarity of our poverty grows in spirit, so will our willingness to pray, to read, to serve, to grow as a disciple. When you realize you're drowning, you'll do anything to catch a breath of air. And that is a spiritual reminder we're all called to have. We don't need to worry about how that happens, what we should read, how we should pray. You can always figure that out as you go. But let us always be reminded that we are all poor in spirit equally, and we are also blessed in the grace of Christ. Let's pray. Lord, for those who may be struggling, for those who may be financially dire, or in a sickness even, Lord, we lift these people up to you. We ask for healing. We ask for help and aid. But also for those who may not be, those who are comfortable in our homes, allow us to be reminded that we are no different, that all of us carry a sickness deep in our souls, and we're all in need of saving. And as we remind ourselves of that truth, allow us to have a new fire to seek you in the word, in prayer, and in the church. Be with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.